Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Joy of Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
This is much more than just being positive. This is a choice by faith of the heart. And it is a choice to live by faith. And this choice is what pleases God. And part of the reason it pleases Him is because it allows Him to do things for you that He wants to do for everybody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Go to John, please. Gospel account of John. John 14. If you read the account beginning in about chapter 13, you know, 13, 14, 15, 16, these are Jesus' last words and fellowship with the disciples before the cross. And as He began to reiterate to them that He's leaving and where He's going, they can't come now, but they'll come later. It really bothered them. It bothered them a lot. And you can imagine, I mean, their life is so radically different than what it was 3 years ago. Yes. Right? Yes. When Jesus came into their life, everything changed. They left everything they knew and followed Him. They have seen miracles they never imagined. They have heard such amazing things. They have been in the presence, hallelujah, of glory, of power, of purity, of the awesome wisdom of God. And then He says, I'm leaving and you can't come with Me. And they all said, no, no, no. And they begin to be adamant. We will die with you. No, it doesn't matter where you're going. We will go too. And if we die, we die. We're going. We're going. He said, no, you can't come. You can't. Not now. And in the 14th chapter, He began by saying, you know, in My Father's house are many mansions. He's talking about what's going to happen later. You're going to get to be with Me. This is not going to be forever. In God's time, it's a moment. You're going to go through some things, but it's going to be light and momentary. He's wanting them to rejoice about the mansions now. Oh, come on, can you see this? Put it up there. We're in John 14, verse 1. They're upset. Now, if you've read this, you know this, but if not, go back and read the previous chapter or two and you'll see what I'm talking about. They are very distraught about Him leaving. And He says, don't let your heart be troubled. Now, why would He say that? Because they're troubled. Right. And what's He telling them? This sounds just like our text. Stop mourning. Stop sorrowing. Right? Right? Yes. Don't let your heart sink into this. Amen. They're yielding to depression and fear about Him not being there and them not being with Him. You hear people say all the time, I just don't know, I don't think I could live without Mama. I just don't think I could live without my husband or my wife. Don't say that. Right. Hundreds of thousands of people left the earth today. Right. Tomorrow, more of them will leave. Yes. In a few days, your family's going to leave. You're going to leave. The Lord tarries is coming just that long. People are leaving here by the thousands every day. This is part of life. It's foolishness to act like you're going to be down here forever. You know you're not going to be down here forever. Right. Nobody from the 1700s is here. And in a few years, the Lord tarries is coming. None of us will be on the planet. That's not a bad thing. That's not a scary thing. We're going somewhere else. Yes. Right. We won't cease to exist. We just relocate. Amen. And the Bible said it's far better. Uh-huh. You believe it or not?
Yes.
Far better. But see what's going on. He is telling them what to do to overcome this fear and this sorrow. Because He's telling them, just shortly, I'm not going to be with you. But is He comforting them? He's saying, I'm not going to leave you helpless. I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I'm going to send you another comforter. And the word means one just like me. Talking about the Holy Spirit. Did he do it?
Yes.
And he said, it's going to be better for you.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if they believed that at the time or not. But was it true?
Yeah.
It's more expedient, more profitable for you that I go away. Because if I don't go away, the Holy Spirit won't come. He won't send. But when I do, he will come. Why? Because he's not just going to be with you. He's going to be in you. Oh, 24/7.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Yeah.
So why, wouldn't it have been great to be with the disciples and be like they were with him? You got something better.
Yes.
You got the Spirit of Jesus inside you 24/7.
Yes.
You don't have to wait till Peter gets through talking to Jesus for you to go over and ask him a question.
That's right.
Or till he wakes up or till he comes back.
Right.
And he says, don't let your heart be troubled. Then is it possible to immediately stop it?
Yes.
You believe in God? Believe in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. What's he wanting them to do? Quit sorrowing. Quit being upset. Quit being angry. Start rejoicing about your mansions.
Yes.
In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I'm going to prepare a place for you. That's why I'm leaving. I'm going to go get it ready for you. Then I'm coming back. And if I'm going to prepare a place for you, I will come again. Is he coming again?
Yes.
He said he would come again. I will come again. I'll receive you to myself that where I am, there you may be also. If you believe that, what would you do? You'd go, well, that's different. Alrighty then, tell me more about this mansion. Tell me more. Why? Could you rejoice even though the reality is Jesus is not going to be with you tomorrow? If you pile up and go, like, no, you can't leave me, Jesus, and holding on to his robe. That's being faithless.
Yes.
And it displeases the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And you're acting that way because you chose to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it goes on. Apparently they didn't quite get it immediately. If you skip down to verse 27, by the end of the chapter, he said, peace I leave with you. That means he's still going. He's leaving. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, give I to you. Let not your heart be troubled. Now he's already told them that one time, right?
Yeah.
I guess they're still, well, I don't guess. You read the rest of the chapter, they're still struggling with this. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Keep reading. You've heard how I said to you, I'm going away, but I'm coming back. If you loved me, you would rejoice. Because I said, I'm going to the Father. Did you hear what I said? My Father's greater than I. If you loved me, you'd be rejoicing right now. Instead of sorrowing because you can't see me tomorrow, because in a few moments you're going to get to see me. I told you. Go on and get your place ready. I'm coming back. The reason you wouldn't rejoice is because you haven't decided to believe these things yet. This is true with every family member who's a believer. Every spouse, child, grandchild, grandparent. Come on, are y'all with me? If we believe the Bible, then when people leave this earth, we don't sorrow like those who have no hope. And if we love them, I said if we love them and can think about anybody except ourselves, come on, y'all with me or not, if we love them, what are we going to do? We would have to. You would rejoice. Why? Because they're no longer dealing with the junk we're dealing with. They're out of here. Hallelujah. And to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord, which is far better than here. Heaven is real. Heaven is real. How many believe Jesus when he said that? It is absolutely the truth. He's preparing a place for us and he is coming back. Do you believe it or not?
Absolutely.
If you believe it, you have to rejoice.
That's right. Yes, yes, yes.
I said, you have to rejoice. In the face of death, you rejoice. You can rejoice at the graveside. People don't understand this. But it's being strong, strong, very strong. Not collapsing to feelings and emotions. Oh, you'll have some, and you may have a few tears, but don't yield to that and be depressed for days and weeks, because that's acting like you don't believe.
Wow. Yes, sir.
You stir yourself up. What do? They're gone. They're gone. Now, we lost so-and-so. Well, he knows exactly where he is. He ain't lost. Is he a believer? Especially if he's a believer. Right?
Yes, sir.
You know where he is.
Do.
And that's what Jesus was telling them. He said, you know the way. And they said, we don't know the way. Show us the way. He said, I told you the way. Well, show us. He said, I am the way.
Yes.
I am the way. I am how you get from there to here.
Yes.
Oh, friends, when you choose to believe, you choose to rejoice. Because you're believing something good. And you can face death itself. You can face the feelings, the symptoms, the problems. You're not rejoicing because you hurt. You're not rejoicing because this bad thing happened. You're rejoicing because what God told you about this. The bigger truth. The bigger picture. You're experiencing some uncomfortable things for a moment. A moment. Somebody say a moment. A moment. And compared to what you're going to experience, they're light. 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 Oh, somebody say light.
Light.
Don't magnify your problems. Despise them.
Yes.
Diminish them.
Yes.
Don't make big of them. That's the worst thing anybody's ever been through. Are you kidding me? The Bible said everybody on the earth has experienced similar temptations and trials.
True.
You are not unique.
Yes.
And you don't know what other people have been through.
Right.
So quit making yourself out to be the greatest sufferer that's ever been on planet earth.
Yes.
Truth is, other folks have been through a lot worse.
True.
And maybe didn't act like as big a baby as you've been acting. No, come on. You're more than a conqueror.
That's right.
The greater one's on the inside of you. Choose to look at what he's telling you to look at.
Yeah.
Choose to think and talk about what he's telling you to choose to think and talk about. And you'll become strong, strong, very strong.
Yes.
And while other people are crying and feeling sorry for yourself, you're over there rejoicing.
That's right.
Rejoicing. What's wrong with them? They have lost their mind. Look at them. Rejoicing like some fool. No, rejoicing like a child of God that can overcome anything in this life.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And walk victory from here all the way to glory on the other side. Hallelujah.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Joy of Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 6th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.